with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Yo, what's up? Noel Cooper this morning. Michal in for him. Una is here and it's Friday. Happy days.
Friday, baby. Yeah. Getting ready now to get in the road soon.
Where are we going?
Hitting the kingdom, bye.
Am I going with you?
Come along for the ride. What did I tell you earlier? A day out in Kitty is a day wasted.
Excellent. This morning on the show, Una gave a challenge to producer Scally. What were you having for breakfast?
Purple snacks.
So, every morning, young Mickey, I like to enjoy something.
What do you like to enjoy?
That something is a purple snack.
Oh,
right?
I just thought, like, purple snacks are great. It's just too early when you eat them.
It brings a lot of joy to my morning. You know, it's something that I really look forward to. You know, a purple snack, Mickey, it may be small, but it packs a big chocolate punch. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So you're getting more bang for your buck, right? Now, I like to elongate my time with the purple snack, right?
Okay.
I tend to suck the chocolate for a long time. Okay. Do you get that?
Yeah.
To get wanting to... So every morning, Donal in there takes offence to this.
Oh.
Can you hear us,
yeah,
Donal?
Yeah, I do, basically, because the way she eats it, and I've got to look through this window. And
don't look, you're just being a pervert.
No, because Cooper's there, and you do it behind the screen so we can't see you, and I've got full view, because I've got to look after things, you know. And I get to see how you're eating it, and I don't like it. It puts me off what I'm eating later.
Do you hear this? He's like a peeping Tom over there. No.
What is the best way to eat a snack?
I'd say just to bite it and just eat it like a normal snack.
Don't stop it. That is sacrilegious. Oh, no, don't say that about the purple snack.
But
Donal?
Yes?
I have brought you in a purple snack, right?
You have,
and
yes.
I want you to
I've never
eat.
Had one before. Right,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're going to be thanking me. I'm actually jealous of you right now.
Okay.
So I want you to eat the purple snack the way I eat it. So you'll understand how much pleasure it brings me. So
you don't realise how much disgust it brings me when
watching
you do it.
This is awful. I'm offended. Okay, here we go. I like to unwrap it slowly.
Nice.
And then I caress it. I caress it with the tip of my tongue and lick all around the purple snack, right?
You're still talking about a snack, by the way.
Yes, I'm still talking about a snack. And then I like to suck the chocolate off it by bringing it in and out. Okay, so without further ado, I invite you, Donal Scally, to succumb to the pleasure of the purple snack.
And it's got
to
be...
Easy with your choice of word there.
It's got to be eaten the way you eat it.
Yeah.
Okay. First time, I don't know what it's going to be like.
Unwrap it. No, I wouldn't have taken it off.
That was off too fast,
was
it?
Yeah, that was way too fast, man.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Unwrap it slow. Oh, that was the first
unwrap it slow, dude. That says a lot about you and your technique.
It's just the frustration of what I'm about to do. But yeah, and then what did you say you do after that? You lick the tip of it, did you?
Yeah. No, you caress it.
Yeah, caress it.
Caress it with your tongue.
Yeah, see, Michal knows what to do. Michal, I'll give you a purple snack after this.
No, you're all right. It's far too early for me.
Go on.
Oh, stop!
I'm looking at it. See, it's gone.
And why do you do that? Just because it's the you weigh into it like that gets you comfortable with it. You're introducing yourself to the snack.
He looks like he's putting lip gloss on or something.
I'm not enjoying it, I'll be honest. And then what do you do after you've caressed it?
I've told you already. You know what to do.
I don't remember.
Lick the chocolate off very slowly.
That was the caressing.
Yeah.
I thought I'd done.
No.
I just did that. Uh-huh.
And bring it in and bring it out.
It looks like you're getting the dentist.
It does look he's like.
Oh, I'm in pain. Mm-hmm.
It does look like.
Are you enjoying? How, like, I mean.
No, I just want to bite. I just want to eat it like a normal snack. Like, this is. It's not. I'm not getting enough chocolate in the sucking
process.
You're
not doing it right then. Mm. You don't have the sucking power.
It's already too sticky. And it's just wet now.
Oh, God. Oh,
so
God.
So, no. And.
Oh my God!
Eat it like a normal person.
Okay.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God that's over.
It's quite nice though.
He defiled the purple snack.
It's quite nice.
Just bit into it.
You're disgusting. God, I hate you so much. It's only 7:30.
Beautiful. I like these snacks.
They are gorgeous.
They are amazing.
When they're eaten properly.
When they're eaten properly.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I can't believe you made him eat a purple snack bar at that time of the morning. It was around 7:15, was it?
Yeah, but sure, that's lunchtime to us when you think about it. Up at 5. Yeah, so it's break time.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's a beautiful experience. You should try it yourself. I'm telling you, you won't regret it.
You're so wrong. Scally got over that this morning, though, and he gave us a game of Survey Says.
Survey Says today, right-handed people are better at this than lefties. What is it the better at?
087-1-102-107 if you've got a guess in.
Research says, this is research science, by the way. This is, you know,
Is it passing your driving test first time?
Oh, good guess. Yeah, especially if you're on the wrong hand side because of the cars. No, it's not that. No. I get you thinking, though.
Left-handed people would be better on the indicator, you see.
Yeah. That is true. Maybe not flashing too much, yeah.
Is it...
God almighty.
What? Wow. Just say what everyone else is thinking.
Yuck.
I don't know the answer to that question, though.
Okay, I'm changing my answer. Is it a handshake?
Oh, yeah, that's good. The best quick with the aim. No.
Like, there's nothing worse than a wake handshake.
Oh, and and they're just kind of like limp.
Limp handshake. Oh, my God, horrific. That says a lot about you.
In fairness, left-handed people wouldn't have the strength for a good handshake.
Left-handed people not have the same amount of strength in their left hand that we do in our right hand, though?
Well, like, a right-handed person has more strength in their right hand than they do their left hand. So right-handed people are better... Oh.
But left-handed people have more strength in their left hand than their right hand.
No, but you'd still have to shake with your right hand.
You always shake with your right hand.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yes, sorry.
Actually, though, last night someone went and shook my hand with their left hand. And I was like, what are you doing?
That's like an aunt at a wedding. Do you know what I mean?
No, in fairness, the right hand was full, but like, don't bother. Don't bother.
Just not.
Well, that's just being polite.
It was awkward, though.
I know, total logs.
I went with the right hand then, and then, like, I shook their left hand with my right hand.
That does feel wrong, shaking the wrong hand with the...
Is it right, Scally?
No, it's
okay.
not.
Okay, all right.
No. Give it one more time there.
So, according to research, right-handed people are better at this than lefties. What is it?
087-1102-107.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Scally, over to you.
According to research, Survey Says right-handed people are better at this than lefties. What is that?
Daniel getting in touch. Definitely right-handed people are better at handwriting.
Oh, I can't answer that. But my brother's left-handed and I watch him write and it just looks strange. But that could be because I'm not left-handed. No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid. No.
Is the answer that right-handed people are better at eating spaghetti than lefties from Sarah in Monaghan?
Oh, yeah, spinning it on your fork and getting it in you. No, though, that could be an extra skill, yeah.
Sean, any idea?
That right-handed people are better at tying their shoelace.
Oh, that is the most random guess of the morning, I would say.
I like it, though.
Things you need to use your hands with, yeah. No, it's not the answer I've got written down, but I'd love to know if these are actually true, if anyone's researched this.
Danny reckons it's playing the Xbox.
Oh. But your main buttons are on your right, though. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's not the answer, though. No.
I love lefties.
Why?
My son is one.
Oh, that's the reason why.
And I know a lot of lefties that are really creative and musical and fun and... Do they think differently? I don't know.
They definitely do. Going back to the handwriting one, I feel like all the ink just
rub yourself out as you go.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not good. 087-1102-107. What do you think the answer to Survey Says is today? Take it away, Scally.
Survey Says, according to research, right-handed people are better at this than lefties. What is that?
Morning, Chesney.
You're wrong because I'm left-handed and my right arm is stronger than my left arm. Don't know how, but it is.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't know that would be the case. Well, there you go. Not always the strongest is the one you are.
Wrong. Larry. Oh, why are you doing that to me, silly computer?
The answer's everything, lads. We all know left-hand people are backwards. How could you be any good if you're left-handed?
Jesus.
Larry!
Bull boy.
So rude.
Don't hold back, Larry. Wow. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, no. Do you want the answer?
Yes.
So, surprisingly, Larry, this goes against what you just said. Right-handed people are better at remembering things than left people, but lefties tend to have a higher IQ.
Yeah,
so they've got a higher IQ, but right-handed people are better at remembering things than lefties. Yeah,
you see,
they're more creative.
You said Jamie is left-handed. Is Sadie right-handed?
Sadie's right-handed.
So Jamie is going to hold that against her for the rest of his life.
What do you mean?
I've got a higher IQ than you, young.
I doubt it. Are you
on my TV? Is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This morning on the show, we played a game of Rhyme It. So if I was to give you the word gate, and I was to ask you if you dislike someone...
You hate.
Very good. Okay, and this morning on the show, we had Diana. Diana was playing for a voucher worth €1,000. Did she win it?
Rhyme It.
On the game this week, we're teaming up with AirNav. If you want a job that's genuinely exciting, become an air traffic controller with AirNav Ireland. Find out more at airnav.ie. Playing with us today on a game of Rhyme It, we have got Diana in Westmeath. Diana, can you hear us?
I can hear you, yeah. How you doing?
Really good. How are you?
Not bad.
You are a vet, I'm pretty sure?
I work in a vet, yeah. I'm not a vet, yeah. Oh. I'm a practice manager.
So, is it a small animals?
It's both, actually, mixed, yeah.
Very good. So you get to see all the bunnies and the cats and the dogs coming in.
Sorry, I can't really hear you. You're very low.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better, yeah.
Oh, I wonder what's up. Oh, right, okay. Do you have a dog yourself, Diana?
Sorry?
Do you have a dog yourself?
I do, yeah. Axel, he's 3.
Oh, what kind of doggy?
He's a cross between a Springer and a Collie.
Oh, so cute.
Gorgeous. Come here, Diana, do you know how to play a game of Rhyme It?
I do, yeah, and listen every day.
Excellent. Okay, we have got 30 seconds on the clock. Una is going to ask you your questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so Diana, your word today is hand. Everything has to
hand.
Run.
Hand.
Hand.
You have to beat a score of 8 to win this €1,000 Me to You voucher. Okay, the timer starts now.
You build castle out of this on the beach.
Sand.
When you're letting someone pass down your row at the cinema, you sometimes have to what?
Pass.
To use your loyalty card, it needs to be what?
Scanned.
When Irish people say they're fine, they say they're what?
They're grand.
If you ask for something forcefully and won't back down, you?
Pass.
If you aren't allowed somewhere, you're from what? You're what from it?
Banned.
Yeah, you got that in time. Okay.
How many have we got? Scally is holding up 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, Diana, I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Here, I'll just go through them. So you build castle out of this, sand. When you're letting someone pass down your row at the cinema, you sometimes have to stand. To use your loyalty card, it needs to be scanned. When Irish people say they're fine, they're grand. And if you ask for something forcefully and won't back down, you demand. And if you aren't allowed somewhere, you're what from it? You're banned. Hard luck, Diana.
Thanks
very much for playing, legend. That means that our winner from Monday is the winner. Can I get you now? Can I get you?
Do we have Clodagh?
1 second. Clodagh, are you there?
I'm here.
Clodagh.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm trying to figure out how on earth you got 8 right in the space of 30 seconds. That is unbelievable going.
Oh, thanks, Micheál. We were just sitting in the camera. Steph and the kids listen to this every morning and they had my head melted going, Mommy, please go on. Mommy, please go on. So, yeah, I was just delighted now. We'll be able to get them something nice with this voucher now. So, yeah, delighted.
€1,000 Me to You voucher. All thanks to AirNav. Congratulations. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much, folks. Thanks a million. Thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Clodagh.
We'll chat to you soon.
Bye.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls. Yesterday out in the office, we were having a conversation with Scally, and he just kind of dumped himself in it about a first date that he was on in the past.
I mean, this was like, this was out there. This was wildly shocking.
God help him. I hope he finds love very soon.
Hey, come here, Scally.
Yes.
Something shocking you told us about yesterday.
Yeah, my first date disaster, yes.
Go on, tell us more.
So a few years ago, met a girl. We said we'd go on a date together. She happened to be Jewish. That was fine. And then for the date, she said, oh, I'm at my mum's. Can you meet me here? Yeah, no problem. Drove up about 45 minutes to the mum's house. Knocked on the door. The mum answered the door. And before she said hello or anything, she went, would you change your religious beliefs? And I was like, no.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, literally, I was wow. like, I just went, and then I said no. And she went, oh, well, come in then. And so I came in. And there was the girl and the mum and me in the kitchen talking for about 5 minutes. And then out of nowhere, she went, how many kids do you want?
What?
And I was like, I thought, is this one taking the mic now? So I said, well, dad's one of 14. So probably, you know, 9 or 10. And she went, well, you want to get working then? And then that was the end of that. And then we kind of went out and did a thing. But yeah, we didn't have a second date after that. I just thought. And she was sat there the whole time nodding and looking for my answers and stuff. And I was like, what? Is this some kind of tag team? What's going on here?
Why the hell are you bringing your mother on a first date? Why are you involving her?
She has a flat, but she said, oh, I'm at my mum's. So can you meet me here? I was like, all right, yeah, sound, whatever.
I think they did it just as a... I think they were taking the Michael. That could not have been real. That actually could not have been real.
It happened. It was, yeah.
There was hidden cameras set up in the sitting room.
Had to
there,
be.
We saw each other a few nights out, but we didn't. Then after that, but we didn't go on another date.
You again. Didn't pass the test with the mammy, you see?
No. It was my decision to not go any further with it.
Yeah,
I was just
right.
like, oh, no.
Yeah, so the mom scared you off?
Basically, yeah. But I thought, if she's anything like the mother, oh, yeah.
I mean, so how many kids do you want?
It's probably
literally,
yeah.
It's probably a bullet dodged, in fairness, Scally.
Yeah.
You deserve better.
I think it was a bullet dodged, yeah. Thanks, Neil, yeah.
Any disastrous dating stories like that? I mean, that's pretty bad.
That's
like,
pretty bad.
That's up
set
there.
The bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to hold my hands up. One stage in my life, I didn't realise that I was going on a date. I didn't realize.
How is that possible?
You thought you were going out.
Because I thought we were going as mates, right? So I did something really bad.
You shifted someone else on the date?
No. I brought my sister on the date as well.
This gets worse.
You are a dating disaster.
But I was just meeting someone as a pal, you know? Like, we were just meeting as pals. So I was like, oh, sure, my sister can come along. Like, we're just pals. We're all pals. And then after, they were just like, that was meant to be just me and you, no? And I was like, oh, no.
Is
I did not read
out?
The room whatsoever.
Oh, Micheál.
Like, to be honest, my sister left after about 10 minutes because she was like, you know, this
weird
is
vibes.
This is kind of...
So even your sister knew it was a date, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as she arrived, she was like, wait a second. Like, she's flirting with you. Like,
Micheál brings his sister on dates.
She was jealous of her sister. Says, get out of my space. Yeah.
And Donal shifted his cousin. Oh, this is so good.
It's still not true, but I love that you keep saying it.
Do you have any bad disasters, Una? I'd say you've got a few.
I have a plethora, but I can't remember. Let me think. Okay. Let's hear someone else's bad dating disaster stories. Yeah. I'm Micheál. I bring my sisters on my dates.
Lads, the fear. I still have the fear. Now, this is when I was very young. Like, I was probably 14, 15. Like, I was only starting out, but like, I just did not read the room whatsoever. And then all of a sudden,
we go on a date. Yeah, table for three. My sister's coming.
Oh, Cat Melodian, lads.
That'll stay with you forever.
087-1102-107. Any good first date disaster stories? Get them into us in a voice note. We're talking about your first date disaster stories. What have we got on 087-1102-107?
They're coming in hard and fast. Orla in Galway has been in touch. She said, I was chatting to this guy for a while on Hinge, getting on great. We met up at his one night for pizza. When I went into his bathroom, I spotted a bottle of fairy liquid by the shower. There was no shampoo, there was no conditioner, there was no soap in sight, just the lone bottle of fairy liquid. This will forever give me the absolute ick. Orla in Galway. Yeah. I don't think there was a second date there.
I thought she was going to finish that off with, and now I'm married to him. 087-1102-107. Keep your first date disaster stories coming in. We'll get back to them next. First date disaster stories. 087-1102-107. Do get in touch and let us know yours, Joe.
My story is, got asked out with this guy I worked with. didn't know where we were going. It was a surprise. So obviously I got dressed up, tried to look my best for my first date with this guy. Got the bus into city centre and he brought me on our first date to a bodybuilding competition.
No.
What?
Way. Tell us more.
No joke, a bodybuilding competition. And I was kind of sitting there all dressed up in the seats watching all these lads on stage all oiled up and weirdly muscular. Yeah, that is not somewhere you bring someone on a first date.
No.
However, I obviously forgave him because we dated for quite a while after that.
Okay, that means that they broke up eventually though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh my God, bodybuilding.
God.
So strange.
Especially for a first date. We've got Louis on the line in Mayo. Is it Louis?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Hi, this Louis. Is Michal and Una. Tell us about your first date disaster story.
Okay, so my first date disaster story, I didn't even know it was a disaster until after the date. I had thought it was like a cute little, you know, movie, dinner, end of the night, he gives me his jacket. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
Until I get home. And he got home before I did. I lived a while away from where we were. And I'm scrolling along some blogs and I come across his blog, which I follow. And he has given quite the review of the date. apparently it was a disaster, absolutely horrible. And I was reading through it like, what? So from moment it began to end it on his side. Complete disaster, including what I thought was cute, him giving me his jacket. He had complained that I hadn't brought a jacket and he felt he had to.
Hold on a second now. Am I hearing this correctly? You went on a date with this guy and throughout the entire date, he was blogging about it with negative things afterwards?
No, he waited until right after the date. Like, it was posted 2 minutes after I left.
And did he out your name? Did he let you...
He even put my full name on it and our whole year followed the blog.
Oh.
We were in sixth year at that point.
Oh my God. That must have been so embarrassing for you.
It was terribly embarrassing, but what was more embarrassing was the next day he asked me for a second date.
No what? Way!
He completely forgot I followed him.
What did you say to him?
I said no.
I thought you were going to go, yeah, go on, so.
And did you say I read your blog?
But I said, no, of course not.
Oh my goodness.
And he was confused.
Did he apologize for the blog?
No.
I imagine you had therapy after this. This is traumatizing.
Oh, it was terrible. Like, everyone was like, since it had my name on it, there was no mistaking it was about me.
And come here, you knew him from school. You probably still know him from about the town. Is he still a single man?
I have no clue because I don't follow anything of his anymore.
Yeah, he must you're right
be. There's
too.
No way he can get away with that for that long. There's no way he's with someone.
I would have told his mother on him. I would have marched up to the house with the blog and said, look what your son has said about me.
I didn't have to tell his mother. His sister also followed him.
Oh my God. It turns out he's one of the world's best authors now. He's really good at plots. Louis and Mayo, thank you very much for sharing your story. You're a star.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Legend. Nicola Walsh is in touch on 087-102-107 where we were talking about first date disaster stories. I went on a date once and I wasn't feeling it. He went to the toilet, so I texted my friend to update her. I'm not really liking him. He's dressed like a granddad with a granddad car and I prefer Mark than this one. Don't really get that. Okay, I nearly died. I'd only gone and texted my date in the toilet. He came out and just said to me, I think you text the wrong person.
Oh no, I can't. That even hearing that now, I'm just stressing me out.
I had to call my friend to pick me up. That is Nicola Walsh, 40 now, happily married. Not to the date, obviously.
No, the granddad. Oh God, love him.
I would never get over that.
No, I couldn't. Like, keep me up at night for years.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Okay, this morning on the show, we also had a game of truth or trash. Scally had something about Channing Tatum. Una had something about Culture Day that is on today. And my one is about Nancy's knockers, Una.
Truth or trash.
Scally's here as well.
Yo.
Scally, what have you got for us this morning?
My fact today, Una plays music a lot on the show from Magic Mike. Channing Tatum has a fear of dolls. little girls' dolls, like a dolly. He has a fear of them. It's one of his fears.
I think a lot of people have that fear.
What?
They can look really creepy, yeah.
Just a little dolly you get in Smith's or wherever you get your toys from.
Yeah, but they're obviously not real. Like, they're not going to hurt you.
Well, you don't... I mean, you're lying in bed at night and there's dolls and teddies all around the room. They're just looking at you. You know what I mean?
There's no way a hunk of a man like Channing Tatum is afraid of anything. Especially not a doll.
That's what I thought.
I think he's man enough to admit his fears.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
He's some man to you, isn't he?
Yeah.
What? You know.
Okay, I'm going to go with trash.
I'm going to say true.
It is true, yeah.
What?
He's a fear specifically of porcelain dolls, but yeah, dolls in general, but even more so like your Annabelle type dolls.
Yeah, porcelain dolls can be kind of creepy.
In touch with his feelings.
Yeah.
Good on you, Shannon.
There you go.
Will I go next?
Yeah.
Okay. A pub named Nancy's Knockers is set to open in Kildare at the end of this month.
Oh! Nancy's Knockers. It's brilliant.
Well, I'll be heading down. That sounds good. Yeah.
28th of September.
Where's it opening?
In Athy, County Kildare.
Oh, wow.
Nancy's Knockers. Where are you off tonight, lads?
Nancy's Knockers.
Then we'll head out for the night, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say true. Why not?
I'm going to say true.
It's not going to be true, is it?
It's trash.
Yeah, I wish it, that's a great name. That'd make
that
the press.
That is so
that, yeah.
Good. People would go just for the name.
Well, we set up a pub together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a load of, like, door knockers outside it to distinguish the difference. Yeah.
What difference? I don't know what you're talking about. Una, hit us.
Okay. So, it's Culture Night tonight.
Oh, yeah. Very
Culture
good.
Weekend. So, now what the government are trying to do, remember Arthur's Day?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and remember when people say, oh, here's to Martha, whatever.
To Arthur,
yeah. So at 8 minutes past 8 tonight in establishments around the country, in theatres, restaurants, pubs, wherever, everyone is going to raise a glass at 8 minutes past 8 and saying, to Culchies! And then free ham sandwiches and pots of tea will be handed around and people will break into song.
What song?
What song? They're going to... yeah. That's a good question. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Hit the diff and...
Yeah, Marty Moon. Oh, hit the diff and pray. Yeah. We'll go all the way up the Culchies. Because they're changing it now from culture to the Culchies, because we deserve to be recognised.
8 minutes past 8.
8 minutes past 8.
What's the recognition of 8 minutes past 8?
What is it? Two fat ladies, 88. I don't know. Yeah.
It's such a specific time to make up. Uno O'Carroll, you were telling big, fat, dirty lies.
The beautiful lies, though. They're great to hear. But no, I don't think it's true, no.
No, it could be. It could be true. Why can't it be true? Why can't everyone around the country at 8 minutes past 8 raise a glass and drink ham and drink tea and eat ham sandwiches?
So you're telling me it's trash.
It's trash. Trash.
But I knew it because I'm going to a Culture Night event and I'm hosting it tonight. And never once was it on the brief that I have to go at 8 minutes past 8 to Culture.
Bring your hand sandwich.
But will you do it though? Please.
You know what?
Like, I heard this fact today and I've brought the ham sandwiches. And
I'm doing an open mic with people from like 16 to 18 years old. If I did that, everyone would just walk out on me. I'd be left there on my own.
Why?
It's cringe.
It's not cringe. It's cool. To Culchies.
See, we're all townies, you see, in Sligo. We're all townies.
Yeah, but outside of the pale, you're a Culchie.
We are not. We're big townies in Sligo.
No.
We've got a big townie accent.
I'm a townie as well. I'm Kerry townie, but really I'm a Culchie. Admit it, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not backing down. I am a true townie.
I'm a townie boy. Yeah.
God, I just knew as soon as you started on that, I knew it was going to be a lie.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Michal in for Cooper on the podcast today. Una is here as well. And Alex Warren announced a massive gig at the 3 Arena for 2026. And before tickets even go on sale next week, we were giving away a pair of tickets today. All you have to do was tell us your top tier comeback. What's the best one of all time, Una?
Your mother.
Your ma, your mom, your mother. What have you got for us, though?
We have got something very special to give away on the show today. Alex Warren has announced a European and UK arena tour. It's called Little Orphan Alex Live. General sale for his tickets go on the 23rd of September. That is next week at 9 a.m. local. General sale is the 26th, sorry, which is this day next week at 9 a.m. He is going all the way through the UK, through Europe, and he is in the Three Arena in Dublin on Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. And we have got a pair of tickets for you to win on the show today. A pair of tickets to go and see Alex Warren. How good would he be to see live, Una?
Class.
Unbelievable. We are looking for your top tier comebacks on the show today. 087-1102-107. Have you got any for us? And you could win that pair of Alex Warren tickets. Give us an example there, Una.
Smell of yesterday's neglect off you.
Very good, very good. Scally, have you got one?
Yeah, you're not stupid, Michal. You're just unlucky with your thinking.
Ouch! You do you, because God only knows that no one else will.
Oh, you're a skid mark on the underpants of society.
Oh!
You sound great, especially when your mouth's not moving.
Oh, very good. You're as slow as a house being built.
Yeah. Smell of wanting off you.
We have got this pair of Alex Warren tickets up for grabs before they even go on sale. You can win them before 10 a.m. this morning. Just text or voice note your best comeback to 087-1102-107.
Hey, Michal.
Go on.
Your mother.
Very good, yeah, mum. Alex Warren is heading on tour next year, 2026. He's going through the UK, Europe, and he's coming to Dublin's Three Arena on Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. General on sale is the 26th of September. That is this day week at 9 a.m. On the show today, you can win a pair of tickets before they even go on sale. All we wanted from you was your best comeback on 087-1102-107. Barry Dunn, what are you saying?
You don't even know enough to know you know nothing.
Very good. I love how he was laughing at himself at the end. Jennifer in Dundalk.
Guys, the best comeback has to be, sure you're that lazy, if there was work in the bed, you'd sleep on the floor. And another one is, sure you're that snakey, you'd get in where water wouldn't. That's from Jennifer in Dundalk.
Very good.
Very eloquent.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Jessica?
I hope you go far in life, and I really hope it's soon, and you stay there.
Oh, brutal. Brutal, ouch.
I'm not saying you're stupid, but you're just really bad luck when it comes to thinking.
Very good, Philip. Well done to you, sir.
And pour water out of a boot with the instructions on the heel.
I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot.
What is that? You couldn't pour water out of a boot?
No.
Pour water out of a boot with the instructions on the heel.
Oh, now I get it. Okay, yeah.
So the boot would be upside down.
Yeah, very good.
Very good. 087-1102-107. Keep your voice notes coming in, and you could win that pair of Alex Warren tickets. What a belter. We're looking for your best comebacks on 087-1102-107.
I don't have the time or the crayons to explain this to you.
Ouch.
That's good.
That is rank rotten.
Hi, Kellyanne here. My best ever comeback was you got more points on your license than you did in your leaving cert.
Very good.
Jesus.
Drink a cup of cement and harden up a bit there.
Oh.
Very good. We have got Hannah on the line in Mayo. Hannah, how are you?
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are things, guys?
Really good. Not so bad at all. Come here. What is your best comeback?
My best comeback is you are the human version of a period cramp.
Oh.
Very good.
What an insult. Oh.
Hannah, we want to kick off your weekend in the best way possible. Hannah, from Mayo, yes. You've just won tickets to Alex Warren!
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
Congratulations. He's going on tour throughout Europe, in the UK, and then he's coming back to Dublin's Three Arena on the 6th of May. You and a pal, you and a partner are going to that gig. Are you a fan of Alex?
I am. I love him. I can't wait to see him.
Brilliant.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls. Oh, that was so much fun. And Hannah bringing it home with that one at the end. That was so bloody good. And she's heading to Alex Warren now.
Woohoo! That's going to be some gig. Hopefully he might bring his chicken nuggets again.
Yes, I hope so. That is all from us on the podcast today. Cooper will be back on Monday alongside Una. For now though, enjoy your weekend. And Una, hop the kingdom, boy.
Hop the kingdom, bye.